Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hi everyone, this is Hidden Mysteries, and we're here every month bringing you wonderful, fascinating new topics on age-old questions and legends and mysterious concepts that perhaps you've questioned before or looking for answers. I am Mimi, one of your co-hosts for this evening, and with me as always is Reverend Maria D'Andrea. How you doing, Maria?
Wonderful. How are you doing today?
Good. So if you don't know Maria, which I find it hard to believe, Reverend Maria D'Andrea is a internationally known psychic from Budapest, Hungary, and a European shaman, and has published many, many books. She's a spiritual life coach, a metaphysical practitioner, public speaker who's traveled around to so many places to speak on spiritual, psychic, and paranormal topics. And if you'd like to check out her website, it's mariadeandrea.com, or you can call her at 631-559-1248 after the show. For me, I am a researcher and a writer, and I'm fascinated with anything to do with paranormal, spiritual aspects of life, and I've certainly gone down an incredible path just trying to figure out how this world works. And you can look further at some of my videos and writings on mquestmedia.com. So today, we're going to take a look at energy. You know, energy makes up the building blocks of our world. Our thoughts, intentions, and desires create our personal reality as well as our mass reality. The kind of energy that we put into reality will produce that same outcome. No matter what subject we've presented to you thus far in Hidden Mysteries, energy has always been at the core of everything. It is what makes our world that we walk through each day. We are unconsciously our own creators. Now, what we want to do is make you conscious creators. So, Maria, boy, I tell you, every time the full moon comes around, my head goes around in circles. Anyway,
well, you know what,
Maria,
we're still dealing with the energies of Halloween.
I'm starting to notice that. I think I'm like crossing into different dimensions as I speak. So how do we use our spiritual energy consciously to improve our daily lives?
First of all, bearing in mind that around Halloween, all the energies are technical term, out of whack. Right? Normally, in order to improve your life, you really need to control the energy in your life because, like you said, everything is energy. So the speed of vibration, as an example, can make something solid and other things more etheric. You know, as an example, when you think of the energy of the planet is 100,000 vibrations per second, where people are around somewhere around 80, 90. And when we're doing healing, as an example, in the healing mode, we actually match the vibration of the planet. So at different points, people can actually experience a different energy boost or lack thereof. So we want to be able to control that. So energy really can be consciously directed to a point. As an example, the free will of others takes over after that. So you can only control to a certain point for the benefit of our own personal lives, because there's something in the way, something unimportant like, oh, free will. So you do want to get the most out of your life in a positive way for the highest good. Now, I look at it as fear, however, brings down our vibrational level. So if a person is afraid of not being good at their job, as an example, it will actually create that same circumstance in their reality. So bringing fear to our minds can create a world of fear and produces just as much energy as the emotion of anger because it's very focused. So it's really very important that we at least balance our own life. So I always think of it as the universe is very technical, as you and I have talked about. It's focused on creating exactly the environment that you're creating in your mind. You know, so, for example, if you want money, it will bring exactly that. So the want or lack of money, you know, depending on what you want. So if you focus on presently having great abundance, it will bring that to you. And it reminds me how, you know, we all know somebody that always says things like, oh, I'm always unlucky, or I always have a headache.
Yeah.
So if they're saying I always have a headache, the only one surprised when they get one is them, right? I know we're never surprised,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, this subject has been, you know, presented in so many ways through books and videos for so many years. Like, I mean, The Secret, for instance, it seemed like a very, you know, amazing movie in itself, there were certain components, unfortunately, that were left out, a lot of crucial information. For instance, that sometimes you may need to wait for something to manifest until the time is right for it, because the way the movie was illustrating the whole process, they made it seem like the moment you think of something, that's when it's going to happen. But there are so many other things in the mix that can delay the situation. Now, Jim Carrey, you know, people who know Jim Carrey, the actor, he's always been on a very spiritual journey of his own. And he once tweeted that they removed yet another crucial area. You can manifest anything in the world, he said, but first you have to convince yourself you deserve it. Because as you know, if you don't feel like you're worthy of it, you're not going to create it. And an interesting tidbit I found out about the making of The Secret, the producer of the movie had removed Esther Hicks from the film. Esther is well known for channeling the group entity Abraham, as a lot of people know who follow her. Esther was presenting information not from herself, but as everyone knows, from Abraham, the entity that the group entity that channels through her. But they didn't think at the time that the audience would accept channeled information. So the investors had their misgivings, and then the producer, for some reason, tried to force Jerry and Esther Hicks into signing over all their rights to all the information from Abraham or be taken out of the film. Well, you know, I don't have a clue as to how this was going to resolve the issue of the channeled messages and the short-sightedness, but the Hicks eventually opted out anyway. So according to Abraham and others such as Einstein, everything is energy. All matter is vibrating at a certain frequency. When you get down to the subatomic level of matter, everything vibrates. I find it interesting, though, that people, you know, talking about the reason behind the fact that they didn't allow, you know, Abraham in there, and the fact that they thought it wasn't acceptable at the time, which obviously it's very well acceptable now because everybody channels. You're not in with the crowd if you don't channel. But people, for some reason, forever look at the person or the circumstances in which the information is being received as opposed to the relevance of the information itself. I mean, what difference does it make how it comes as long as it's sound information and resonates with your spirit? Because that's the important part. There will always be a time that you may not see eye to eye with someone because of their personality or how they deliver the message, but as long as the material engages your soul, it's still valid. The most unsavory individual can bring forth incredible words of wisdom, perhaps because they're just perfectly poised for these channeled messages. I mean, we get messages every day filtered from our higher selves to us. So, you know, it's amazing how so many people are skeptical by the packaging, you know. But here's a topic, you know, I've always had an issue with, you know, and as usual have been looked upon as in society as a rebel every time I, you know, say these things. The difference between love as we earthlings know it and that of unconditional love and the degree of power they each carry. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, and first of all, I always find it funny that you really are a rebel, and I love you, but you really are a rebel. And actually, we need more of that because sometimes in society, you look at situations, and a friend of mine actually sent music to me that had, I'm trying to think of the title. Basically, what it was about was that everybody was a clone.
Mm-hmm.
So, in different situations, of course. So I think we need more of that because when you look at people like Einstein or Alexander Graham Bell, or, you know, they were all visionaries. So nobody
right.
matches this up. Just thought I'd point
Absolutely.
Out you're one of them. You're in good time.
Thank you so much.
But I look at it, unconditional love is not the same as the love we know here on the earthly plane. So unconditional love really has more force behind it. And unfortunately, not always humanly possible to experience, since human nature really does not allow for that. So as long as there's a condition attached to it, the vibrational level frequency will not be as great. But that's what we're here to explore, being human. So as such, we're going to be angry and experience fear and every other emotion that really is available to us. Because after all, I kind of look at it as we're in school, we're learning.
Right.
And even
yeah.
Christ, right? In a passage of the Bible was reported as getting angry at the merchants who stood on the temple steps. So he wasn't passive, because there's a part that said he threw the merchants off the steps. So I always
right.
laugh when people go, well, spiritual means you have to love everybody and be passive. I'm like, that didn't sound passive to me.
No.
So spiritual doesn't mean doormat.
Right,
know?
Exactly.
So a way to prevent those emotions from stampeding into your creative realm, is by catching it early and using the word cancel or delete, because I'm not into computers. Some people are. Not that I don't use one. Not into it. So you want to use the word cancel, and you want to change the negative thought into a positive one so that it changes the outcome of the creative forces, because the universe will hear you. It's very, very, very technical. Yeah. So whatever you're saying is actually coming out. Oh, I just
but
didn't
you don't...
want to mention a thing, though. When we think of universal love, that we can never achieve it and we can't be as high, you know, and you think of all these people, like monks and people, you know, that are fantastic. What I wanted to point out, because the universe is technical, is if I'm angry at somebody, I'm always blessing them, I'm sending them love. Obviously, I don't feel any of that. But if I'm emotionally emotionally upset, I don't want them to get hurt, because I'm sending really focused energy. So I'm going to cancel myself out and focus on sending them positive. It doesn't mean I feel it. People always think it means you have to feel it. If you feel that, if you feel love when you're in the middle of anger, I'm thinking you're not human. Right?
Yeah, well, you know, that's the thing that I think people need to understand, is that people have this thing about thinking positively. Now, there are times when you can't think positive about a situation. I mean, you have to be practical. Spirituality
right.
doesn't mean that you're always flying, you know, over everybody's head. You're not grounded. We're humans. We're going to be grounded. We have practicality in our lives. So the idea, what they're trying to do is actually bury their feelings. And you can't bury your feelings, because one way or the other, it's going to get out there. And that's what our emotions are. Our emotions are just a manifestation of our feelings. And the more
right.
you bury it, the more you create trauma in your body, you know, and you're going to end up with illnesses. So you have to because we're emotional beings, we have to exercise it and use it. Don't bury it, because that will end up making you feel even worse. But what you do is, it's like, okay, you get through your anger process. You know, you let it out. Say, okay, I've gotten it out of my system. I won't hurt myself. I'm not hurting anybody else. Now, I go on. I understand the situation. It may take a little time. Hey, that's what we're here for. You know, we're here for time. You know. Unfortunately, we gotta go day by day until we decide we don't want to be here. So it's all a process, and it's always in progress. And that's what life
exactly.
is all about. It's always in progress. So the idea of policing your thoughts to the 100%, it's a bit difficult when you're human. You know, you're not going to be able to do it 100%. You do as much as you can. I mean, you know, you do it to the extent that you can, because that's what we're here for. We're in a human element, human environment, and we have to deal with those phases of humanity. That's what it all is. So, and another, you know, I just want to say that another misconception in the Bible was the belief that the meek were considered to be weak and submissive. Meekness does not mean succumbing to everyone and being a doormat. It's not sitting idly by as a bystander while we get trampled on by others or witness others doing bad things. Meekness does not mean shy or reserved. It's a humbleness that is extremely quiet, a person who knows thyself. And if people know of anybody like that, you know they'll fall under that whole classification, but know that they are not weak. You know, a person who just does not, participates in whatever the situation, the force of the situation of whatever it is. It's not because they're weak and they're ignoring. They're taking it in. They're observing, but they're not allowing themselves to be touched by it. You know, so that way they can remain detached and observant of what's going on. Because, you know, they know them. You know, I keep on remembering that line from Moonstruck. Olivia Dukakis or something like that. She had this great line. She says, oh, she knows who she is, because a guy had, you know, wanted to take her home with him, you know, and she was a married woman, and he was acting like a little boy, and she says, no, I don't, you know, I'm paraphrasing, obviously, but she says, I know who I am, and that was the reason why she turned him down. And I always, like, think about that every time a situation arises where, you know, you think about what you're supposed to be doing in that situation. Instead of going by what the world tells you to do, you go by what you feel inside you should be doing. And I think that takes a lot of strength. So I just want to throw that one out there. I just climbed off my soapbox for a second.
No, I love it because, you know, really, that's a very big thing to know yourself, because we're so influenced by other people in other situations that we tend to bury who we are even when we know it in certain situations. And we really shouldn't, because, you know, we are who we are. You know that saying, it is what it is?
Yeah.
And actually, when you're dealing with intuitive energy, emotions are flying all over the place. So if you have a friend who's depressed, you will feel it, especially if you're sensitive. Balancing or grounding your energy through your aura is important. To raise or ground your energy, if you go near a plant or a tree or lean on it or mentally send out the negative energy to the tree, you know, it will actually take that energy and push it through its roots. Or you can ask really for energy from the tree. So it's a two-way thing. So anything that's living, you know, even non-animate objects have a vibrational level, but anything that's living is going to feel some level of vibration. And I find as people, you know, we'll pick up energy from others, and then we go, oh, no, I must be mistaken. You know, some people meet somebody, and they go, oh, I must be wrong. Yeah, and then later on, they go, oh, no. And, in fact, this is really funny. I was actually at a dance club, and I have a new friend, well, years ago. He was new at the time, and he's the chief of the Mattitoq tribe out here on Long Island, and his name is Chief Little Fox. So I'm coming off the dance floor, never met him yet. I'm coming off the dance floor, and he looks at me, and he points to me, and he goes, shaman. So I'm thinking, I met another shaman. So I walk over to him, and I said, oh, you're a shaman. So he looks at me, and he goes, no, you shaman, me chief. so I'm thinking to myself, you know, it's really funny how people pick up your power and energy that are sensitive. And my second thought was, I don't want people to know that when I'm out dancing. Power and energy is not what I want them to feel, you know?
But even when you were dancing, you were sending out healing energy.
Yeah, it's really funny. You know, you just don't think about it because it's you breathing. No.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you talk about nature. I have always been in love with nature. I mean, I remember even as a little girl, you know, having to deal with a dysfunctional family, my refuge, my means of escaping was always going to the Brooklyn Botanical Gardens. I would remember walking through that gate, and I would see that expanse of greenery, that beautiful green landscape. And just as I would walk through and see that, I remember always feeling so calm and peaceful just looking at that. And so I know what, you know, what nature can do, especially, and I think it's also the green of the frequency of the color, because that's a very cleansing color. So I feel that all has something to do with it, you know.
And
there are times when, you know, I too feel the need to go up to, you know, touch a tree, you know, for instance, but or even a leaf from a plant or a flower. But since coming up to a tree and just, you know, and placing my hand on it may look odd because, you know, some people might think I'm a hippie or something like that. What I do is I'll disguise it by, you know, maybe like leaning up on the tree with one hand and, you know, and maybe shaking something out of my shoe or something like that. But it's really so important. And just to walk on soil and on grass, the moment you, you walk on it, you feel like, I don't know, like you've entered into a whole different dimension, you know, and because the healing frequency, I think, of any natural setting, whether you're walking past it or walking through it, somehow affects you, you know, and I think that more people, you know, and unfortunately, like when we start, you know, getting snow, if you're on the East Coast, you know, at some point, all the grass is going to be covered, but, you know, perhaps, you know, like I have like some pretty green plants in my house that are so hardy they just remain around forever, you know, you can't get rid of them, but just looking at the greenery, you know, in your plant is just so amazing. It just makes you feel so good. So,
You actually have a natural feel for plants and animals, because I've seen you with them and they just thrive around you, and you're walking by, you don't know that they're going woohoo.
Well, you know, that's true, because, you know, for some reason, I had this connection to animals, and I could just be walking down the street, and I always go hi to any animal that's walking by. You know, to me, it's like, hey there, how you doing, you know? And whenever I walk into somebody's home, I recognize the pet there first, you know? Sorry, people, but that's the way it is. So... And that's just the, you know, just the way I am. That's I had this strong connection to anybody who's an animal or is a plant. You know, I'm always looking to make sure my plants are thriving. You know, I don't want them to die on me. But think about the point of adding nature into your healing process. But, you know, as I was saying, do you have, like, overall some tips that you give the listeners, like a summary of tips that perhaps can help them raise their vibrational levels?
Oh, actually, that's a good idea. Well, first of all, one of the things that you want to know is how to ground yourself when you have excess energy, when you're stressed, when you're upset, mainly because of other people a lot of times, right? But to ground yourself, as an example, and it's really good to ground yourself in nature, like you were saying, just touching anything that's a part of nature. By the way, that includes the mineral kingdom, you know, not just the plants. But there's actually a way you can shut down and close up your aura. So if people would put their arms out, straight out at shoulder level to the side, and then just aim the palms of your hands towards each other and very slowly bring them in and cross them over your chest, you can actually feel the energy. What you're doing is you're just literally pulling in your energy, and that helps ground you. And really, when people try that and they do it slowly on their own, I've actually had a lot of calls where they can actually feel it immediately. Sometimes it takes a little longer, but it's something that you can feel yourself. Now, you can elevate yourself spiritually. You could read, as an example, anything on spirituality, do something creative. Okay, engage yourself in spiritual practices or attend spiritual events. I would always suggest meet like-minded people, because if you're positive, you're never going to get along with negative people, and negative people will never get along with you. So you want to meet like-minded people, and this actually keeps you in that frame of mind. You can get clarity in your life in a way that, as an example, you can go for spiritual advice from a reputable spiritual teacher who can help you release your anger or your fears. Or you can surround yourself in spiritual light to keep yourself and your personal space from being affected by negative emotions. Another thing is that you can go within. So you're going to go to your higher self to help you through your daily life, your personal life mission, to reconnect to your spirit. And a lot of times people don't realize your higher self is kind of a link or a go-between between you and your direct contact. So if you're not sure what to do during the day, or if you have a question and you're not sure what direction to go to, you can always literally ask your higher self, because it has that direct link. And then just pay attention to your urge, or if you have a feeling to go do something or not to do something. So if you're asking, or even if you're asking on a spirit level, okay, or you're asking angelic forces or any positive spirits, once you ask, people forget. That means you're supposed to pay attention and look for the answer.
Right,
and
right.
It will also help you.
Well, you know what it is? I think people think that they're supposed to get like a big, like a lightning bolt is supposed to come from the sky and like, and here we have the answer for you. You know, I don't think that's going to happen, you know. But what will happen is you will find messages along your path, you know, like maybe open up a book and the information is there, or somebody will say something in passing and the information, you know, the information is just perfect for whatever you're going through. So you have to, or you'll get like inspired about something, maybe to go to some place, and then that's, that helps to resolve certain things, you know. So you have to keep yourself aware and open. And just as an added tip, you may...
And I was just going to say, I actually had a client that called me up. She was looking for an answer, and it was really funny. She called to tell me she was on the supermarket line trying to get an answer, and there were two people in front of her online discussing the exact issue and gave her the answer inadvertently. So you never know where you're going to hear it. I just thought that was amazing. You
talk
never
about
know.
Synchronicity. Yeah.
Right?
And, yeah, and just as an added tip, you may want to lessen the amount of news and people's political commentary throughout the day, because this will certainly put you in the wrong frame of mind. If you must watch the news, don't attach yourself to it. I've come to recognize as a mass of beings, we are heading towards a change in evolution in our current world. So we are going to witness a great deal of upheaval and destruction in order for the new to arise. The old foundation will need to be destroyed, you know. That is our current mission as a whole. So try to distance yourself as much as possible to keep yourself harmonized and at your highest optimal level spiritually. The world needs to go through this right now, so just as we need to go through our own changes from time to time. So just, you know, remember that. I mean, just keep it down to a minimum, because I know personally every time I hear the news, it just drags me down, you know, and it's just horrible
exactly.
at times. But, so any
you know
less...
Even if you're not listening to the news all the time, I listen to music all the time. I never listen to the news. However, anything important, they're going to tell you in between anyway, so it's not like you're missing out.
That's exactly it. Because I know some people will say, well, you know, then you're not getting, you're not hearing what's happening. I'm saying one way or the other, you are going to find out about it. So you've got how many types of computerized devices do you have nowadays? They'll reach you. Don't worry about it. You know, you'll find out about it. But just coming down to the close. So any last minute words that you like to put forth?
Okay. First of all, I just want to say to people, don't forget to join us again as we bring more exciting topics to you, and we really do. Until the next time and always. May God bless you abundantly.
And thank you all for joining us this evening on Hidden Mysteries. And be sure to mark us as your favorite so that you continue to receive notifications of upcoming shows. Visit us on facebook.com/mquestmedia. And there you can send either comments or suggestions for upcoming shows. And let us know what questions you may have on today's topic and that we may not have covered, or perhaps stories of your own experiences. And you can get in touch with Reverend Maria at mariadeandrea.com or call her at 631-559-1248. And don't forget to pay a visit to mquestmedia.com. You'll find some really interesting videos and other segments there. So have a nice night, and thank you all for joining us. We'll see you next time on Hidden Mysteries.